With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The city has been working on repairs on a stretch of Box Elder Road from 4J Road to Maple Circle, replacing old water fittings that have been in service since the 70s. The News Record reports Rye Mazzarelli, Development Services Director for the city, said this part of the project should be done by the end of March, and then work will begin on resurfacing the road. That resurfacing should start around the week of Memorial Day, so school traffic won't be affected. No suspects have been identified in three vehicle break-ins reported in the southwestern part of the city. One theft was discovered on Buckboard Court, and approximately 2 hours later, officers were called to Silver Spur Avenue, where footprints were seen in the snow around a 2004 Buick and a 2006 GMC. Both vehicles had doors ajar, and while nothing was missing from the GMC, a check for $100 and a $20 bill appeared to have been stolen from the Buick. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County recorded three more COVID-19-related deaths on Tuesday, raising the number of residents who have died with the disease, who have died from the disease to 138 since the pandemic began. All three deaths involved older adults. The number of active cases currently stands at 62, with 20 new confirmed cases. A local teen battling cystic fibrosis was given her wish for a book-themed shopping spree recently by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. According to County 17, 16-year-old Taylor was taken by limo to Books A Million in Rapid City, where she splurged on more than 50 books as well as a bookshelf, reading chair, lamp, laptop, and other items. Her shopping spree follows a recent six-week hospital stay where she underwent multiple treatments. Taylor's grandmother says she's used her love of books to help her cope with her illness. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.